I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has said the fate of a landmark summit with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un will be decided next week. His comments came as White House aides prepare to travel to the summit venue of Singapore this weekend on a preparatory mission ahead of the June 12th meeting. North Korea's vice foreign minister yesterday condemned a media interview by Vice President Mike Pence in which he compared North Korea to Libya, saying his comments were ignorant and stupid. The Vatican has announced that Pope Francis will meet with five priests who suffered abuse by Chilean Father Fernando Caradima or his followers. The meeting, which is due to take place June 1st to 3rd, will also involve two other priests and two laypeople. The announcement came after 14 priests involved in a sexual abuse scandal in a separate investigation in Chile were suspended while they were investigated for improper conduct. Milwaukee police have released video of officers tasing a basketball player over a parking violation. NBA player Sterling Brown was arrested and stunned in January after parking in a disabled space. Police Chief Alfonso Morales apologized for his officers' behavior after an internal investigation. Brown announced on Wednesday he would be taking legal action against the Milwaukee Police Department. Catholics across the United States have contributed nearly $59 million to relief and recovery efforts for natural disasters, including Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria, as well as earthquakes in Mexico. The money was raised through special collections and funds by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to support humanitarian relief efforts, as well as to provide pastoral services and financial support to rebuild facilities in dioceses impacted by the disasters. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.